Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening advice. Today I'm going to talk about how to grow granadilla plants. Granadillas are also called passion fruit and they have lately become a very popular choice for home gardens. This could be due to their high levels of essential nutrients, in particular vitamin A and vitamin C. They also contain other nutrients like potassium, calcium, magnesium, and iron, and are known to be immune-boosting and rich in antioxidants. Granadillas need a warm, sunny position in the garden. Originally from tropical South America, these vines are vigorous growers that need very good drainage. They resent being planted in waterlogged soils and consequently don't grow well in clay soil. They also need shelter from strong winds and grow best with regular, ample water so that they flower and fruit consistently. Granadillas are heavy feeders, so prepare the soil deeply when planting and mix in bone meal, compost, and a general fertilizer. Deep soil preparation, around 80 centimeters deep, is necessary so that your granadilla plants develop a deep rather than a shallow root system. If you are planting more than one, space the individual granadilla plants 1.5 meters apart. Granadillas are also climbing vines, so they need a trellis or fence for support. Make sure that the support structure is very sturdy, as they can grow up to 6 meters tall and become quite heavy over time. Because they are such vigorous growers, make sure to give them lots of room. If planted too close to other plants, they will tend to grow in between these other plants and are then considered invasive by some gardeners as a result. They are pollinated by insects such as bees, so grow bee-attracting herbs like lavender, rosemary, sage, or thyme nearby. The presence of insects will ensure that the flowers are pollinated so that an ample harvest of fruit can develop. The first fruit will begin to develop after 6 months. Once the granadilla vine is mature, you can expect both a summer and a smaller winter crop. Possible problems with granadilla vines include growing them in positions in the garden that are too cold. They definitely need a warm spot. If the temperature is too low, they will struggle to grow, they won't flower, and consequently won't produce fruit. Granadillas are also very hungry and thirsty plants. Not enough watering or irregular watering can cause the fruit to drop off. They also need regular feeding with a general fertilizer that is high in potassium, like 315, for example. The fruit can also fail to form or drop off prematurely if the plant runs out of nutrition. You can also use a fish or seaweed-based plant food, which will supply your granadilla with much-needed trace elements. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, please visit my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have an awesome day.